Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Now, is it just my imagination? Are we seeing more and more incidents of highly organized retail theft crime where they come in gangs and bunches of people?
Yeah.
I've seen so many stories about it recently.
Unfortunately, it's not your imagination. It is going across the country, and it has been, unfortunately, in certain areas of our country, unabated, and that there's been no prosecution of those cases. And I, unfortunately, believe that leads to more and more of it. So therefore, we have to get in front of it and try to work together to stop it.
Well, it's interesting because some of it's been, you know, like some of the really high-end makeup. That's what I recognize at several stores. And then recently, I guess, a number of retail stores also in Norwell, including taking wallets out of people's purses in stores. That was, I think, disconcerting, and they actually had photographs of that. But something that we've seen a lot of is the retail theft, where they're going in, they're very organized, and literally, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how somebody can be that stealth to steal like $4,000 or $5,000 worth of makeup and not be recognized right away.
Well, like you said, they're organized, and they will go in, you know, groups of, you know, 3, 4, 5 people. They will go in with bags. They will fill them out, and they'll walk out the door. And we just had one, again, earlier this week at the Ultra down in Wareham, where we had one about 3 months back, a very similar one. And they take about $5,000 or $6,000 worth of product, and they walk out. And unfortunately, now as we've been working together and putting together a Plymouth County Organized Retail Theft Task Force, some of the people now are getting information on these people, getting their car numbers. We're conducting stops of vehicles. And the other day, we stopped a vehicle that had walked out of the Ultra and stole probably close to $4,000 to $5,000 worth of product. And it is high-end makeup things like that, small packages that are easy to take out, but they have large value. And those individuals that were arrested the other day were arraigned yesterday, and they, as I sit here right now, they're still both being held. And at the last Ultra event that we had 3 months back, we've already had one person plead guilty to the offense, mm-hmm. and they did the same thing. And I think really the best thing that can come of this is we did a national walkthrough the National DA's Association did back in September. It has now led to our own task force. We had a meeting a few months ago with more than 50 law enforcement people put together, talking about sharing information and making sure that we can continue to work together to get these people down, because it's costing communities billions of dollars. And not only is it money for the commercial stores and the costs are all going to all of us, but it's also dealing with these brazen and violent crimes, and we're dealing with people who are raising safety concerns for employees around in those stores.
Do you find, since it's a lot of different stores, are they sharing information? Do they know that this is happening someplace else? Or is this something that they've got to work on?
I think you can always be better with it, but I think they're beginning to do that and share that information. But it's not just limited to our county. It's not just limited to our state. Mm-hmm. These are organized groups who are going around the country, whether they be in Florida today, California tomorrow, Massachusetts, and they're hitting these stores. And once again, they're high-end stores. They're trying to get the biggest bang for their buck, and what they do with the product is different things. They can either try to return it without receipts and sometimes get monies for it. Mm-hmm. They have pawn shops that are around the area, and I think the people should understand that we are working together to try to eliminate that and stop that. We want to make Plymouth County a place where these people don't want to be.
Well, we're... Do they come from a particular place, or is it different places? And where do they sell it? Where do they get rid of it? Besides, like, is it online? Is it...
All that stuff. I mean, we live in a world today now that you can organize things, try to sell them on eBay. You can go to local pawn shops. They can move the product around. They can try to turn it back in, give it to other mm-hmm. people. You know, you've had places where there's been jewelry stolen, and then some people will bring it back in a few days to another store that doesn't sell jewelry and trying to turn that in, saying that they had purchased it the day before. So it's an interesting work product right now, trying to make sure we can get in front of this. But like I said, there's too much money involved in it. There's too many people involved in it. And we need to work together and let the individuals who choose to do this understand that if you break the law, you're going to be held accountable. We're going to try to get the product back, and we're going to hold you accountable if you do this. Because people, they're coming from also out of our country. The people that we arrested 3 months ago, they were at the airport at JFK trying to go back to Romania. So all over the place.
What lures them to the South Shore from Romania?
Well, I think they're just lured to go to these stores, mm-hmm. and they're talking too. It's 2024. I mean, we have a lot of bad guys out in the world. They may be bad guys, but they're not stupid, and they work together themselves and find out information. Where are the easiest places to go?
What can the typical consumer do about something like this? I mean, what if they see somebody? They might feel afraid that if they say something, they're going to get attacked in the store.
Yeah, they should never approach somebody mm-hmm. like that. You should always go to somebody in the store and or call the police. Make sure you don't confront these individuals. You don't know what's going to happen. They could attack you, which is why many times a lot of our stores, their policies is to let these people walk out because they don't want either their employees or their customers to get hurt. And I think that's probably not a bad strategy. But it is important to make sure we've told them to have mm-hmm. better video surveillance so that when these individuals are caught down the road, we can use that surveillance, so we can use that footage to tie them up to that store, plus with the other product that they have. Other than that, they're going to allege it was just receiving stolen property versus what they stole.
If people have any questions about this and they're maybe own some retail stores, what's the best way to get in touch with your office?
Can always call us. We always have somebody on call, a 508-584-8120. Any of our numbers, any of our information, any of our programs, PlymouthDA.com.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.